I just feel like God is grieving his spirit, and he wants to bless people in this church and fill it back up again. And he's tired of broken hearts and people. He's tired of poverty. Yeah. He's tired of people living paycheck to paycheck. He wants to bless everyone's family in this place and help them get saved. I feel like he wants to grow people up because the days are short. This is the end days. And he wants to send people to different countries and bless them financially to do that and not struggle. And he wants the people's gifts to be enhanced in every area of their life, just prosperity, joy, no more depression, no more suicide thoughts, no more broken hearts, consistent joy. And when Satan comes at us, there's going to be an armor that just can't touch it. I mean, we will be always be tempted, but we'll be able to deflect it better because we'll know better. Thank and we'll have more wisdom. And he just wants to anoint everyone when they go out, that people will just see the anointing too. And that it's just going to flow, and it's just going to flow through the city, and people are just going to, hearts are going to be opened up. People are just going to just see a new light. And I'm feeling this as I'm speaking it. And the Lord is in this place, and his power and his presence is real everywhere. Not just this place, but it goes out into the workplace. It goes out to everywhere. And people may not say that they see a change in you, but they do see a change. And a lot of times people are intimidated by that. That's why these afflictions come against us and these pains that people suffer for a reason. And God's going to use it for your testimony. And God's going to heal every broken heart in this place. You care if I pray over this place?
Yeah, please do.
Lord, we come to you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that people are not here just for a reason every Sunday. And that we don't praise you just for what we can get, God. We praise you for your power. We praise you for who you are and what you did on that cross, God. And we're not just about praying in tongues, prophesying, God, but just the basics of reading the Bible, Heavenly Precious Father, God. And Lord, you want to bless these people, Father. You want to fill this church, God, like we've never seen, God.
Yes.
Maybe just build a new church, Father. You want finances to flow. You don't like seeing people poor. You're not a barely get me by God. You want to anoint people's finances to the point to where they can just pay off mortgages, Heavenly Precious Father. Poverty is a curse, Father. Malachi 3:10 says, bring all the tithes and offerings into the storehouse and test you now on this and see if you won't open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing till it overflows. You will bless this congregation for the east is from the west. We are the head, not the tail, above, not beneath. You will bless them in city and in season and out of season, in the field and out of the field, Father God. I thank you on 1,000 cattle on 1,000 hills, Lord. And I thank you, precious Lord, that your financial freedom is nothing. You just want people to believe, Father. And I've been struggling with doubt recently, Father God, but we're all human, Father. Yes. And I thank you, Lord, that we need armor bearers, Heavenly Precious Father. I thank you, Precious Father, that the body is the most important, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you're just going to put freedom in people's minds that are dealing with stress, any depression, any broken hearts, any relationships that have gone bad. I thank you, Father God, that you're just going to put freedom in their mind and healing in my mind, Father, Lord. The devil attacks your mind the most. He's the father of lies. He wants to put doubt in your mind and think that you're never going to get out of your situations, even in myself. It's been all these years. How can God bless you now? He doesn't want to see us prosper. He doesn't want to see this church grow. He wants us to see it go under. The devil just wants to take everything he can from everybody. He hates seeing people blessed financially to help people. He wants to put doubt in their mind to the point where they give up on church, like I have a lot of times. But Lord, we ain't seen nothing yet. I thank you, precious Father, for praise. God inhabits the praise of his people, Heavenly Precious Father. I thank you, Lord, for anointing people's mouths, Heavenly Precious Father. There's life and death in the tongue. If we're sick, we can cast that out. And I've seen God do a lot of things, but we're going to see a new level this year, the year of destiny for people. God's going to raise people up in ways they've never seen. The things that they have seen is and they heard God speak to them that they're going to do is nothing. That's nothing. God's going to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. I thank you, precious Lord, if we delight ourselves in you, shall give us the desires of our heart. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for once we were young, now we're old, never seen the righteous begging for bread. I thank you, Father God, for unexpected favor financially in the bank, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for supernaturally debt cancellation, Father God, student loan debt cancellation, God. I thank you for giving new inventions and new ideas to people, Heavenly Precious Father. I thank you for business owners coming up with 6 months to a year, God, that they just have businesses that flourish, Lord. I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, thank you so much. Thank you, Lord, so much. Okay, we've asked for more. Now let's ask for more again, because God's presence is our provision. Think about a Thanksgiving dinner. What's the provision? It's that your mom or grandma there is there, or your family's there and cooking. That's the provision. Their presence is our provision. God's presence is our provision. So now, in his presence, I'm going to ask you guys to just go for two or three more minutes. In his presence is our provision. Physical healing, emotional healing, deliverance will happen in his presence. So right now, Father, I ask that you would deliver those that need delivered in your presence. I pray, Father, you would heal those that need healed in your presence. And I pray, Father, that you would encourage those that need encouraged in your presence. And I pray, Father, your power and your provision would be released now in your presence. We step into it in faith. We ask for more, Lord.